Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. This is an Origin special, and we do have a special guest with us today who's come all the way from Townsville.
Just for this.
To Western Sydney, right? I told him, I'm going to ask you a question about Western Sydney. Is the weather and the air pollution any different to town
here? Well, it's cold here. It is cold. It's not as humid as Townsville.
Townsville's fucking hot. Always hot?
Like, always hot.
Really?
Always hot.
So the jacket's like, this is like on debut.
Donnie's in Townsville. That's why it's always hot.
It must be.
I get it.
It's a lot cooler now in Townsville because Donnie's not there
anymore. As soon as you get back, your fucking thing. Anyway, we're on today with Donnie. And of course, we've got Hectic Fred. First of all, I want to say shout out to you and shout out to us, really, for being on Sunrise yesterday morning. That was actually crazy. Like, I had such a chaotic day after. I was like, chod! Donnie, give him a chod, quick.
What do you want?
Like Australian man from Townsville attempts the chod. JC, why have you started, bro?
So basically, we've got to explain it to him. So this in Arabic means fucking take it, basically. Yeah. Or like you take it up the ass.
Yeah.
Or fuck you. It means a million things.
You did that on Sunrise.
I didn't do this on Sunrise. I'm in front, and then all these boys and like a few other content creators are behind me.
Yeah.
And a good legend, Dragons fan, he always loses his mind on TikTok about the Dragons runners and Kyle Flanagan. he's behind me just every time I say something. on live TV,
and only the Arabs picked up on it. They're like, "Did you just do a chod on live TV? That might be the first one ever."
Bro, and it was like hilarious. He did it like four times, bro. And it was like, watching it back, we're just fucking dying.
It's a movement now. I think now it has to be a movement. Yeah, I think everyone has to. The footy players have to celebrate like that. You know, like you got to get Townsville.
How funny is it on Sunrise? Though, like, it's such like your. It's like your whole day. And then when you're with them, they like cross you. It's like you're nothing.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I was on Sunrise at the Caxton 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
It's
because we're standing
it's
behind
such
him.
You're just standing there and you're just waiting, and then it's over and you're like,
what happened?
Bro, my segment today was 1.5 minutes, bro.
Right, because like, we're all standing behind him, right? And they're like, you know, it's just a camera and a screen. Rick, I can't hear.
They can't hear nothing. And I'm like, we're just standing here in silence, and I'm like, I feel so awkward because I know these boys want to talk, but they can't talk.
Everyone's like,
because then the mic will pick them up. So everyone's like, I'm like, oh, shut up.
And then he starts talking, and I'm like, and I can hear Queenslander. And I was like, nah, fuck this, bro. We got to speak. I can't let them dominate the press.
But it was a lot of fun. Shout out to Channel 7.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys that came as well, bro.
Yeah, the boys. It was a good time for all of us, and then the Blues obviously won. So.
Nah, it was very chaotic, bro. And I didn't know. My mom watched it, right? My mom was like, I got home. She's like, you were on Sunrise. I was like,
so sick.
Yeah, like it's crazy. What
so
the?
Sick.
And then she's like, you used to watch this shit before you go to school. Now you're on it. I was like, gang.
Pretty much, bro.
Yeah, it was good,
I used to always watch Karl Stefanovic online.
Don't say that now. No, I never did.
Now I wake up with Sunrise.
He spun the block.
It's not even the right thing. You say I wake up with today. I don't even think Sunrise has a thing.
No, but when you wake up, what do you see in front of you? Sunrise.
I got both of them on in the studio. I got time for both of you.
Dude, honestly.
He's a businessman.
Honestly, but like, just shout out to, like, I know it's completely unrelated, but Karl Stefanovic, that guy's back to his cracker. I see clips of him. There was one where he's laughing at a cat, and I just can never stop laughing at that.
He's not serious. He's very, very, he lets it go.
But Shervo and Nat, very nice. Pleasure working with you guys.
Nah, it was good, man. It was good.
And they started using the word hectic, like, just in irregular sentences.
Yeah.
Like, after that.
I do that on air, and I know up in Townsville, like, someone will say something to me, like, on the phone, right? And they'll, like, give me a story, and I'll be like, hectic. And I just know everyone's like, what?
I don't know. Hectic.
I have to like catch myself when I'm doing like radio because I'll be like, I'll say like bra and hectic a lot, and I'm like, I need to talk more proper.
I
need to talk like an adult.
More corporate.
I'll never forget once I heard on the radio, like I think it would have been Kyle and Jackie O, one of the producers who was like on the show speaking, used neck minute. Like, not next minute, he used neck minute, bro.
Yeah.
Like, actual neck minute, and it's crazy. But I don't mind informal language, bro.
No, I think it's the way to do it. No one talks like that. No one talks like the proper radio people.
Yeah. All right, boys, we are here to speak about one thing and one thing only, right?
Cowboys 2025 Premiership hopes.
Yeah, that's probably it. State of Origin, it was on yesterday. A lot of different feelings before, a lot of emotions from Queenslanders, from New South Wales fans. And I don't know how to even get into it, but because we got Donnie here, so we're going to get like a Queensland insight.
Mm. Yeah.
18-6, my personal opinion, the game should have been completely different. Like the scoreline should have been in the 30s, not even being arrogant or anything, but just the way both teams played, for me, it was just like, I needed a bit more. But it is Origin. You're not going to get big scorelines all the time. It's very tough defensively. I want to get your take quickly on Queensland. I think we'll talk about Queensland first, and then we'll get into the glazing sessions of New South Wales. You will sit here in torture mode.
I will say, I do think that we can win game two. I do think we can win game three.
That's on the
But I'm very, very scared. Because the scary thing about last night is that they looked like they tried their best. Like, that's what scares me about Queensland. Ceiling. Like, Queensland were, like, redlining, trying to figure out how to break his down, and came up with nothing. And, like, my whole life, I have never seen that.
Take us back.
I have never seen that.
Take us back. How'd you feel before the game?
Like, I thought we were going to win. As a Queenslander? I'm not even being arrogant. Like, the idea we would lose at Suncorp Stadium two games in a row is fucking laughable. It would never happen. I never believed it in a million years. I remember I went to game three last year and I was saying the same thing. I was like, we're not going to lose a game three at Suncorp. What are you talking about? Don't be stupid. It doesn't even like compute in my head. So then the idea that we've lost two games at Suncorp Stadium in a row, it's not even real. Like, it doesn't even seem like a real thing that's just happened. It's so unfathomable. I can't wrap my head around it at all. I didn't think for a second we were going to lose, but then we just weren't ever in the game. Like, we weren't even close at any stage.
There was no threat, really. Like,
there was never a time where I would have been nervous if I was you lot. Like,
I was
ever.
Telling you off camera, like, in Fred, I was like, that was the first time in my life of whatever, how many years watching Origin, that I'm like, all good. Like, I'm not worried. Usually, bro, when we do our predictions, I'm like, we look good, but I never wanted to tip us. I'm like, no. Just leave it. I don't want to jinx it. That's
right.
That's how sensitive the case was. But I was like very confident yesterday, and it's so weird. It's a weird feeling. I like this feeling.
Is it weird? I love it, bro. I'm on national TV with a fucking broom and calling New South Wales 13 plus at Suncorp like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't 13 plus, but it should have been.
Yeah, it should have been.
Because I don't even understand how Lomax missed that kick.
Honestly, it felt like a 13 clear, plus,
bro. Yeah.
It felt like we just flogged them. You said 18-6. I'm like, nah, that can't be right.
But I actually had to remember the score. I actually like didn't remember
it.
You beat us. Like, you didn't like win. Like, you beat us. Like, it wasn't, oh, how'd they get that? They got the job done. for 80 minutes, you just beat us. You're just better for 80 minutes. It was fucked. Like, I'm not used to watching it. Growing up, like, I'd never ever. We'll fucking spank you 8 years in a row, just reminding us. But like,
nice reminder.
I every time it's Origin, I never ever think that we're gonna lose ever. I never ever am nervous. When the game starts, I get nervous. But it's just the idea that they've lost. I think it makes it real. Well, obviously, it makes it really, really fucking hard from here. Like, Perth is terrifying. I already hated. To be honest, when I was predicting the series, I said we'll win at Suncorp, lose in Perth. And then beach is here, because I think we beat you here. Like, it's not like that big of a deal for us to come down here. It's not like Suncorp. But Perth, you spank us every time we go to Perth. And not, like, you spank us. I don't know if it's the flight. I don't know if it's the weather. But the fucking Queensland and Western Australia, there's
along.
A fucking disconnect there. And you spank us. Man. You just fucking spank us. I don't know.
How far is the flight from Queensland?
Five and a half hours.
Okay, it's pretty much the same for us. But I don't know. Yeah, I
got nothing.
Well, dude, what's your take on Queensland?
You didn't even score a real try.
No, it was only when you didn't have a fucking 13 guys, which is the same as
it was like an error force thing.
And like, if you really,
he was 10 meters offside.
Yeah,
by
it
the
was
way.
That was.
I couldn't believe they didn't pull that up. Like, he was so offside that, like,
you know, I feel like they never pull up offsides when he goes to like the bunker. Honestly, they just look like this. Yeah, he's the kicker or whatever it is. He's onside, and then
I can't believe the forward pass at the end got called. When's the last time you've seen a forward pass called in the NRL? It doesn't fucking happen anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't really
happen. They miss every single one.
The Bulldogs against the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Bulldogs. And then that one wasn't even forward.
Then they scored like two.
But the DC threw a mad forwarder. I was like, there's no way they're going to call these. I'm calling forward. There's that NRL chant, bro. You just, anybody that sees a forward pass, just straight away, forward, you can't.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they called it. Good job. I didn't even think Ashley Klein was that bad.
Yeah, of course he didn't look at the penalty count. Yeah. It was fucking heavily in your favour. Yeah. Of course he thought it was pretty good.
But why is it heavily in our favour? Two of them were pretty soft. But for the most part, we were the only ones that were like building pressure.
I thought the first half was, there was some, The ref didn't decide the game. Like that's, yeah. But yeah. There were some definitely some annoying calls in the first half against Queensland. Definitely some annoying calls. Yeah. But
I feel like we used to always be on the back end of them. But
yeah,
again, like especially in Origin, it's always like penalty. I'm like, can't give us a break. We're like much shitter than this team. Like when he's winning your prime, give us a fucking break. You know what I mean? I'm tired for him, bro.
There was lots of times last night where, like, and I'm not trying to sound like a dickhead, like. Back in the day, like historically, like New South Wales, so often you guys have had like the ball on our like 20 meter or 10 meter, and I'm like not nervous because you just don't, you just look lost. You got so much talent, no one really knows what to do, and like you just look like a jumbled mess.
It gets
and that's what Queensland looked like last night. Like when normally we're just so driven and like it makes sense. They're just passing the ball around to each other. Here, Munster, you have it. Here, Chez, you have it. Here, oh, Harry's going to do something. When Harry put in that kick in the first half, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, kick. What's going on? Yeah. Like, that's not Queensland. That's some shit that you guys do, yeah, but you like, know respectfully.
What? As a New South Wales fan, when he does a kick like that, like, I'll tell you, in that little space of time, when he kicked, I'm like, fuck me, bro. This is some Queensland shit. They're going to pull some magic out of it. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to kick.
Has the magic like, run out? Yeah. Like, that might be what it is. Because there's so many things where it's like, even at the end, we were talking about it, that forward pass that got called. Like, with 5 minutes to go, like, I'm fucking believing Queensland so much. We played like shit all game. If we got that try.
So Queensland.
It's we so could have won Queensland. That game. Like, we could have. Yeah. But we're just true. Like a few times in the last couple of years. Then. Like, our magic is just, like, disappearing. I don't know if the genie's wearing off or what's going on.
Now the magic's coming to our side. Our last try, I don't even know what the fuck that was.
That was a Queensland try. That was a Queensland try.
Well, that was a Rugby Live 5 try.
It's not even out yet.
Yeah, no, sorry, Rugby Live 4. You know what I mean?
Just you got the early copy.
Winston's been, like, talking about Rugby Live 5. I don't even know what number we're on now. But... Cuz they're just spamming like the all one button in the middle of a tackle, hoping for the best.
But like that's the type when I saw that, like that's the type of try that Queensland normally scores.
That's what I mean.
It's so frustrating to watch. I'm like, oh, that must suck if that's what we've been doing to you forever.
Like, it is.
The GI try that he fucking bounced it still torments us, right? It was like 2013, 2012. Never a try in a million years. But like they just gave it to him, right? And he just scored the most random tries sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just waiting for that to happen last night, and it didn't. Well, you did score a random try off of a bloody tackle.
What's your take on Queensland? Let's speak about Queensland, the actual team. Like, who impressed you out of Queensland team?
Tino.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the names that's high up on the list for everyone, bro.
Yeah, Tino. Coates, like, was trying his fucking best. Yeah. Coates was trying his best.
They just kept going to him. They kept spamming him, trying to
use
him.
Like, Mofuta Waker, like, he was pretty good as well. Like, put in a shift. Nanai impressed me too. Like, coming up with a play like that, like, that's what... It's all about moments, right? Like, jamming like that when, like that's like, he was playing for the Northern Pride 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, he was in the QRL six weeks ago. And now he's playing Origin. In Suncorp Stadium, Origin Game 1. Yeah. What a fucking... What's going on there?
Yeah, is Fafita going to get picked for Game 2?
No. We don't do that shit.
Hey, man, I'm just going to say, like, how...
Fafita's not even playing for the Titans.
Were you pissed when Nano got dropped by? Because I felt like he got scapegoated for no reason.
Yeah, you're a Cowboys fan.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Nah. He missed like shit. Like, Toddy's got to do something.
Yeah, but everybody missed tackles, bro.
Yeah, but...
Why Jeremiah?
Nano for his whole career has... Like, he's been arguably one of the best strike second roles in the comp.
I agree.
But defensively, he's always been a bit lazy. Like,
my goodness, you're spamming him.
But you say this, right? So it's like... Do I think it was unjust? It's like, no, because he got dropped and then he just had an Origin performance like that. So it was just a bit of a reminder of like, hey, you're in the fucking NRL. Yeah.
You guys were a little bit predictable on Queensland's side, but because how many kicks did you kick to Nanai? Like, poor bloke.
Well, they normally were.
I know they normally work, but when you know it's coming, right? Like, it's pretty fucking easy to sort of defuse, right?
Yeah.
And I just saw so many, like,
it happened you like three times. We went through it like three times.
To, trying to get your money's worth out of Jeremiah Nanai. And to be fair, Mitch Moses on his wrong side defensively did a pretty good job on Nanai as well.
I was very impressed with Mitch Moses
rushing up. He was rushing up, like getting contact, like the perfect time. Like as soon as Nanai's going to touch it, like Mitch is already on it.
Yeah,
like, clamps. You know what I mean? But I think Nanai overall was pretty good. That strip penalty just sort of killed his momentum.
Yeah,
he was G'd up.
How about the challenge from Val?
Oh my goodness.
What's up with that?
Aren't you happy? What's you got rid up of with a that? Like that, bro?
No, I love Val Holmes. Cutie like that. We need him back. We need more cuties in Townsville.
Hey, man, you got. Hey, man, we're not. I'm not the biggest Val Holmes fan now. As soon back as in the day, he was gun, right? And even these first
that challenge was
years,
insane.
Bro, back in the day, Val Holmes for Queensland, I used to hate my life. Bro.
I bet.
Like, oh,
I bet.
Not this cunt.
It was insane.
He still is if he wants to be.
Nah, he's still a good player, but like he's old.
I don't. This guy's on a massive decline.
This guy actually like.
I hate that he gets paid the same amount as Crichton. Like, I don't know how they watched him last
what
year.
Does that bother you?
I don't know. He just. I don't know. I don't know how someone could.
I think the cows are still. I think the cows are paying some of it.
Then if fair enough, but,
no,
then,
but I get it. It's a name.
He's working. He's going to the Dragons. Yeah. I think that's why, right?
Yeah, but you don't. Do you think any one of the Dragons should be on more than 400?
No,
exactly. They got to spend 80% of their cap, bro.
Gutherson, Sua, and like all of their young guys deserve to get more than 400,000, and that's it.
Nah, I like
and
that.
And Tupelotu, show him the money.
Yeah, Tupelotu just deserves anything. I'll give him a blank check. Yeah. I was the biggest hater.
I missed him.
Hey, I was the biggest hater, Donny. I was like, but when he done it in the Bulldogs game and they were losing, I was like, you piece of shit. I was just hard. And then I'm like, I actually missed this guy. This is what I love about footy. Come on, bro.
Dude, I was fucking slandering that bloke because he was losing and celebrating like that. But then when he's winning, bro, I fucking love it, man. He brings some energy. That's what, like, I like the Cowboys this year because there's a lot of energy. I don't know, man. But in the middle is where you guys struggle.
Yeah, we've got a weak underbelly. But like the Cowboys are such a weird team because they've got more chance of scoring from their own 20-meter line than the opposition 20-meter
line.
That's
what you say. It's
we're like that this year,
it's ridiculous.
It's like trick shots.
Yeah.
We don't really have... Because, again, like our halfback isn't the best at helping us convert field position into points.
But
yeah, low key, Toby in the Cowboys jersey would look pretty good.
We're not taking Toby.
We got
Duffy who's getting shopped around apparently. And you hate Jay Clifford.
No, we don't.
Jay Clifford.
I actually don't mind Jay.
Not you, like Todd Payton probably.
Well, they reckon Cowboys going to be Purdo and Dearden from now on, which is pretty crazy.
True.
But
Purdo's a very good player.
Yeah, but he's very good on the edge. I don't know about anyway.
That's what burns you about, man. Like, there's a guy, he just came onto the scene that went on straight away. Like, I know that someone's injured or something, Dearden's out for Origin. You just want to throw him in six, you know what I mean? Sort of cuts their lifespan, or any potential that they have there, straight away out.
100%.
Now, you as a Cowboys fan, because I did see, because that Robert Toyo spot, I think he's held his own, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a lot of question marks around that spot. 100. Did you ever think that Jackson Purdue was going to get picked?
Duh. Too early, too fresh.
Yeah, but too fresh, but...
But he still makes...
Rob Toya's fucking...
Yeah, but
he's... He's got meat on his bones, bro.
Yeah, like, Jackson, like, he's a small boy.
Yeah.
Like, he's a little actual... He's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, Robert Toya's a man.
Like, a man and a kid in a man's
like,
body,
when you think about, like, Robert Toya, like, going up against the Trump Mitchell, it was going to be scary because of experience. Like, Jackson Purdue, like...
It'll be scary for every reason.
Like, no, Jackson's great. Like, Jackson's like fucking the future of the Cowboys, so I love him so much. But like, jeez, that's a tough ass.
You wouldn't even want to throw him in that water anyway.
But I saw some Cowboys fans throwing him in there, and I'm like, I think it's a bit too early. Plus, he's just going to be a speed bump.
Yeah.
Especially like, Val Holmes is a speed bump. That's why they're playing him on the wing. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets dropped now for who I think they should have picked, Tuolungi, but I think he was injured.
He's injured, did his calf.
But
yeah.
for game two, he should be available.
Yeah. I can't. I think Toya comes out and Tuolungi goes in. I think that's what will happen.
If they do that, I think they're going to get built to the game.
I genuinely think that's what they'll do. No, because like, look at Val. Like, that'll be his 21st Origin game, too. Like, that's like, we need to win a game here. And it's like, you're not. Like, are you a Murray Taulangi away from winning? No. Like, you need to dig in. So, it's like, someone that's been there 20 times is probably the play.
I hope you pick Val Holmes. I hope they pick Val Holmes, bro. I swear, I hope they pick Val Holmes.
Let's speak about Queensland's good players. So, you said Tino.
Like Tino.
We had a bit of shout-out for Nanai.
Yeah.
Who else did you have in there?
I think Rob actually did a half-decent job, bro. Like,
Toya
actually,
was pretty good,
Toya, like...
I don't think he got monstered as much as Hammer did.
Yeah, Hammer got absolutely bitched. Like, that's the word I've been using.
It's true.
It's the word I used in game three last year. It's the word
I'm
using
now. Hey, he's bitched
now.
Us a lot of times. Like, he's fucking scored that
he
time.
He only bitches us when we got 12 players on the field, bro. All right?
See, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here, and he's like...
No, I'm on the disagree side of Hammer being like... Like, I think he's a bit overrated, right?
Oh.
I think our big time thing is overrated, bro.
What's that? Oh, are you agreeing?
No. As a former cowboy.
Yeah, he did play for the Cowboys.
Defend their man,
I got a lot of time for Armour.
Hey, man, I got a lot of time to talk about how Critter absolutely just put that man on the ground again.
Listen, let's speak about the positives of Queensland. Was there anything else?
No.
Because there's going to be a lot of negative talk. I'm just bracing you.
That's it.
Carrigan was okay. Munster, he was good the first half.
He was trying,
bro. He was out kicks I didn't even think he had in his arsenal, bro. Yeah. That fucking right to left kick.
I wish
kick
there was a zoom in on his face, the amount of times he had to kick. I reckon he was confused how often he was kicking the ball. Like, why was Cherry Evans? Yeah. Why was Munster kicking so much?
Let's go to the negative side.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of negative.
As a New South Wales fan, you look at a Queensland team and you always, the big names always pop up to us. You know what I mean? Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah.
Cherry Evans, 37 years. Is he 37 or is he LeBron's age now?
He's 37.
I think he needs to put $1 million a year on his body to get some output. 37 years old, Cherry Evans. Harry Grant, all these players, like, for us, like, as a New South Walesan, I'm like, if anyone's going to fucking do anything, it's these cunts. You know what I mean? And then the younger ones will shine. But they were disappointing yesterday, bro. Like,
yeah.
I never seen Cherry Evans, ever since the contract talks, I don't know where he's gone into, bro. He's dipped a lot. And then you got Queens, like, when it comes to Origin, club form doesn't really matter for Queensland. I feel like they always just step it up. But now it's not working for him, bro. Mm. And I'm hearing, like, I heard Joey Johns yesterday right after the game say, Queensland need to pull the trigger on him and get Dearden in straight away.
No.
I'm like, Joey Johns, sometimes he says a bit of crazy shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, maybe that's what they have to do because they feel like there's nothing left for them to stand on.
There's no way. There's no way.
I want to get your takes on it quickly on Cherry Evans.
Cherry Evans is the Queensland captain. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, but this was the same as Tedesco, captain. Bro. This was the same talk as Teddy.
Yeah, but did you drop Teddy mid-series?
Didn't we drop him?
We did. For game three, but not for game two. When did you do that?
But he wasn't our captain. Gerber was our captain.
Yeah. Dude, Cherry Evans has
been our captain for a long time.
Cherry Evans is our seven.
Teddy got dropped game two last year.
Yeah, you're right.
And then we won game two and three.
Dylan Edwards?
But then they dropped Tedesco. We had like 12 players for 73 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we would have swept last year if it wasn't for Suwali'i.
Yeah. I do, honestly, like, we didn't, outside, anyway, I'm not talking about last year. Last year was fucked.
Yeah.
But Cherry Evans, there's no way on earth Billy Slater picked him 3 months ago. He took him out for breakfast and he said, you're going to be the captain of Queensland. Like, he doesn't then, after one performance, go, actually, it's Tom Dearden now. Like, it would be the most un-Queensland thing of all time.
I get what you're saying, but now you have to look at it as it's a do or die.
Yeah, I love Tom Dearden. Like, I love Tom Dearden so much, obviously. But, like, in a do-or-die game, like, fate of the world on the line.
Andre Iguodala.
I'm taking Taylor Cherry Evans. Like, the Iceman. Like, because if we get in front of you, he will game manage you to death.
He did that against the Bulldogs in the finals, bro.
Dearden can't do that yet.
He did that from behind, bro.
And that's what scares me about Cherry. But
now
with all these talks, obviously it's going to start create. Like, Billy Slater, I'm pretty sure, is going to get questioned about Cherry Evans a lot more than he would usually be questioned. Because of age, because of the outcome, and because of the way he played, right? What do you think about Cherry?
Yeah, look, as I said, I feel like Queensland's best player is Tom Dearden. Like, if you're looking at them as a whole, total body of work and what he can do, I think Tom Dearden was a top three player in the comp last season. Like, I think you guys are finished like 15th without him.
Yeah,
right. So I rate Tom Dearden very highly. And like his defense as well. Fuck, bro. That cunt was like stopping Liam Martin in his track.
He's so small too. Like, he's not as big as everyone else.
I don't understand how he tackles like that. But it's Queensland spirit personified in that kid, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
But I would have dropped. I would have to give DC this series. Like, I think even if you put Dearden and Munster together, they're still going to lose. So you might as well go out with some honour with knowing you backed your club, your team captain.
So you kept your loyalty on for DC. And I think he deserves it, bro. Because he's been a general for so long, bro.
I think DC's neck has like gotten a bit shorter and I think that's impacting his play. Because his vision, he didn't see nothing in the game last night. So I think his neck might be like shrinking a bit. So like maybe they got to do some exercises or something.
I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
And I want to know your thoughts quickly on this, right? Kick off. Spencer's gene up the crowd. You're already nodding your head, right? Now, I watched...
You made a video about this.
Now, one sec. I watched this, like, with a lot of people, so I never got to hear commentary. So, when I'm seeing Spencer on, I didn't really understand what was going on, you know what I mean, until later. But they go to kick off, and they see him on our side, and they decide to kick another side.
Yeah.
Now, I have never seen a Queensland team, no matter where, like if you played them, if they played in Dubai or if they played in Suncorp, or it doesn't matter, they're gonna put their heart on their sleeve.
Yeah,
I've never seen them do that shit, bro.
No,
and
no.
That like Mason spoke about it. Willie Mason spoke about it. A lot of like everyone spoke about it today, but. That's where the tables turned for Queensland.
I think
I've never seen that shit in my life, bro.
Dude, I think back to, try and remember, like it's a long time ago, 2009, game three at Suncorp, series was over, game was over, 78th minute, high shot on a Queenslander, we have a penalty with 2 minutes to go in the game, and Cam Smith puts the bomb up just to take your fucking head off and go straight at Trent Waterhouse. Game is over. Series is over. Penalty, we put the ball up just to go down there and fucking smack you. So the idea that Spencer Lienu doesn't get the ball kicked out his throat is insane. Game one, Suncorp Stadium clawing back. Go make an example out of the fucking cunt. And that's easier said than done, obviously, but like, you have to. It's not even an option. It has to happen.
And you just called him out. You just called him out all week.
On the front page of the paper cut.
Smash that blue or something. Yeah. That's crazy to do that. And then
paper, lad.
Because you know what I hate? Like, one of my, a memory that I, always have from Origin is 2021. I was at the game when, Luai had just come onto the scene. And I was sitting in, right on the 10-meter line. And Luai tackled Daly Cherry Evans, dragged him by the shirt, and then stood over him. And Cherry Evans got up and didn't do anything. And I was like, game's over.
Yeah.
Game's over. Like, that can't happen. Like, and at that time, I was like, who the fuck is Jerome Luai? Like, what the fuck is going on here? But, like, when those little moments matter so much, I think they matter more for us than they matter for you guys. Because for us, like, we're always going to have less talent on our team. Like, or less people to pick from anyway, right? So, it's like, it really is, like, next man up no matter what. So, like, those moments matter for us to... Not kicking the ball to Spencer when we have a history of like that's who Queensland is.
Couldn't believe it.
It's just crazy.
Bro, I could not believe my eyes fed when I saw it. When I realized what happened, I was what? Like, we actually took their heart, bro, and their chain. You know what I mean? Like, we took their chain and we're wearing it at Suncorp.
Yeah.
You just don't do that. And Spencer's like a shit talker, bro. Like,
yeah.
He's like, he's just having a go at everyone.
As he looked confused when he didn't get the ball.
I'm going to put myself in your shoes as a Queenslander.
That he didn't get the ball. That's how you know there's some psychopath.
Yeah.
He was like fucking fiending to fucking run that football, bro. And they knew it. That's why you didn't kick him. Kick to him. And I'm going to say this right now. Like, Queensland not kicking the ball to Spencer Lienu on that kickoff is the most itch bay thing in the Origin history, bro.
Give him a shout out. Give Alan a shout out.
Alan Assad, I love you, bro. Alan Assad, you would have kicked it to him because he's not Ichbay, bro. Yeah. But Alan, Ichbay, mate, and fucking Spencer said it. You could read the words that came out of his mouth. They're a bunch of pussies, bro.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of fucking pussies.
Oh, we can't allow that there.
You know what? But
that can't happen in that.
You know
stadium.
What, Donnie? I'm thinking after the game, I reckon, this is just me, like what I'm thinking. I reckon they had a bust, not a bust up, but I reckon they argued the shit out about it after the Queensland camp.
You reckon?
I reckon they're like, what the fuck, bro?
I reckon it'll get played. And I think they're going to game two.
That'll fire up. Like, that's going to fire them up for game two.
We need because a Collins Hodges or like a, not like Hodges was a fringy guy, like he's fucking, but he's like not someone that's in the media right now. We need like a Hodges or someone like that to come out. And drill them.
You need a Petro.
Yeah, Petro or a Webkey. Or a Tunza. Like one of the old boys to come out and drill them.
Yeah.
Or like just go into camp and be like, have we forgotten what the fuck this is all about?
Yeah.
And I think right now, this is like in the worst way. Like, and I don't want to believe too much, but like this is what, like this is the situation that Queensland actually do like thrive in.
Yeah, that's
because like nobody on earth thinks that they're winning game two. I think, and the problem is, like, not kicking Spencer Lienu the ball, they don't think that they can fucking win.
Yeah.
So it's like, somehow Billy Slater needs to figure out how the fuck you convince this group of 17 blokes.
Yeah, but I don't think he needs to convince all of them. I reckon there was, like, Lindsay Collins, right? Far away. Like, they're going to be, they would have taken that shit personal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why the fuck didn't we kick to him, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, Lindsay was on the field, cuz.
Yeah, but Lindsay didn't kick the ball.
I'm a prop and I say kick the ball to fucking Spencer and I'm a half. The half is going to listen to the prop cards because he doesn't want to get ironed out by his own bloody player.
But that's what I mean. Like,
because they didn't ask for it. Because they don't want to... Because what's the smart thing to do, realistically? If you're, what's the best thing for Queensland to do thing is not to kick to him.
That's but the easy Origin, option.
You don't pick smartness. The easy option. You pick...
The tough, rough
the hard road to try and... Like, because if they kick it to Spencer and iron the cunt out, the game changes. That's and in big, my opinion, in Origin, the most influential moments in the game are off the hit-ups, bro.
Yeah.
When Tim Grant ran in 2014, some NPC, no-name player at the time, and he ran the first hit-up and nicked Queensland, I thought we were going to win it that year.
You were G'd up.
Because that first hit-up is when we get bitched from the beginning.
Yeah.
From the beginning, we used to get ironed out in the first hit-up.
I remember that shit, bro.
Because we had, like, fucking Brett White.
I was going to say Brett White.
And you know what I mean? Because these guys were just punching bags for Queensland, bro. You know what I mean?
They didn't have any like big dog in them like Queensland did, bro.
Yeah,
Queensland
man. Like they had the Steve Prices and the fucking
Carl Webb. Fucking, I will never forget Carl Webb. Carl Webb, bro.
Dude, I got that Q shaved in the side of my fucking head too,
bro. The way I saw that Q, I was fuming in school.
It's over.
I was like, I want to get this cunt in like U7 and shit. Or whatever I was.
Bro, my parents' most hated player ever was Carl Webb. God rest his
God
soul.
Rest his soul. He's a legend, bro.
The most hated player ever was Carl Webb because he was
he's a soccer.
The pure example of Queensland spirit personified, mate.
But you know, I didn't hate him like that. I hated him in but like when you get older, bro, you look at him and you're like, what a sick cunt, bro.
Oh, one of the good guys. Fucking legends.
Not even a good guy, but this is the kind of shit I want to watch in footy. Like, these are the guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not this, oh, I'm painting my nails or... Oh, I'm fucking, he called me this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get 8 weeks. Like, that shit burns me. Because
he was, like, that's the thing. He was one of many Queenslanders that when they stepped on the fucking Origin field, they were better than they were in club football.
Yeah, it's fear as
What's
well.
All of them. That's what normally happens.
They would lift. Like, then this is the thing. Like, the only way for Queensland's dynasty to be reversed and us have our own one is to lose Queensland's spirit.
Yeah,
and I think there's nothing that is the complete opposite. The complete opposite of Queensland spirit is not kicking to Spencer. Then.
Yeah, 100%.
And
100%
all the Queensland fans are more annoyed about it than the Blues fans.
Oh, they're gonna wait for a and response by Spencer. Yeah, there's gonna be a response, bro.
But we've got to see the response.
In a perfect world in Perth, we fucking win the toss and we kick off.
Yeah,
that would probably be the best thing.
Yeah, but
until
you're not
Spencer
kick,
to start.
Until Spencer comes,
until he comes on the field.
The
yeah.
thing is like they kicked it to Max King, and because that wasn't working any better for them, because he was fucking them
he was
up,
going
bro.
Through, yeah.
Because like he was fucking them up, man.
Let's speak about like, New South Wales.
Yeah, we've got to talk about New South
Wales
now.
Go. I'll go take a piss.
Hey, there's toilet no toilets here, bro.
toilet
no toilets here, bro.
Hey.
So you know what? Actually, before we get into New South Wales, I want to ask you one more question about Queensland. Any changes you'd do? Anything.
Not unless there's injuries.
So
honestly,
you just keep the same team?
Same
go
team.
Again.
The only person that might... The only one is maybe Trent. Maybe Trent. Maybe you... with the Fifita shit, like maybe Trent goes out for Fifita. Like maybe. But I honestly think like that's just going to crush the kid's spirit for no reason. Like, did he have a blinder? No. Was he dog shit? No. It was it's his fucking debut. Mm. Like,
yeah, but it's State of Origin, man. Like, he didn't even
Hodges knocked the ball on 3 times in the in goal on his debut. they threw him back in there.
Yeah, but he was trying.
Yeah.
He was Hodges.
Didn't get... Like, bro, Trent Yerra was playing like he was playing for Melbourne Cubs.
Yeah, but he just needs to learn.
Mate, but there are people that
would
already
would I drop anyone? He's probably the only one. But then again, like, if he gets picked, I'm not going to be like, what the fuck?
Would you have looked at, like... I know it's probably a biased question because I'm a Dogs fan, but you reckon Kurt Mann would have helped you in any way yesterday?
Yeah, 100%.
Dude, I would have rather Kurt Mann over
14.
Trent. But then you got Dearden and Kurt
like
Mann.
Kurt,
you lose size, you know what I mean?
No, he's not picking Dearden unless he's starting.
Yeah,
right?
That's where I'm at. Bench. Like, because I just go like, what's going on with Dearden at 9? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I just don't understand. I love Dearden. Like, he will be our 6. Like, like next year, like Chez isn't going back around, right? Like, it'll happen, right? But like. Kurt Mann is more of a plug-and-play guy. Like, it sounds dumb to pick Kurt Mann over Tom Dearden, but when you look at the circumstance, like...
He can plug more holes than anyone else can.
100%. He can play literally 1 through
13. I looked
13.
At him yesterday. I looked at, like, a photo. Gus posted a photo of him, and I'm like, fuck, that's one kind I would have been like, fuck, if he was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the dirty work.
Yeah.
Hard kind. He'll just have a cut on his head.
Because
first
that's minutes. When Watson came on, I got nervous because I'm like, oh, this cunt can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
like,
he's slick.
He's everywhere, like, and he just doesn't stop. That's what Kurt Mann does.
Bro, people don't understand how valuable that guy
is. Yeah, I was just going to say,
we park the bus for the first 20 a lot of times, and then Kurt Mann comes on, and Kurt Mann's better bloody half than fucking Toby Sexton.
Yeah, he was doing it at the Knights too. Like, he'd just come on and just play it wherever you need him
I don't think people respect those players enough, man. Like, no. I don't think they get appreciated enough because
no, I'm so glad he got picked by me, bro. I'm so glad he got picked by me personally.
I think he'll be in game two, you know that? Voila. I reckon they'll pick him for game two, bro.
The first move I'm doing is Trent Liero. See you later, boss. And I'm picking who should have been there. Kirk Capewell, bro.
Yeah.
Well, he's been that's an origin player, bro. And he gives you cover because you have Tom Dearden there.
Don't tell me he gives us coverage in the centers. Three years ago, he gave us coverage.
No, he doesn't. Oh, Kirk Capewell, he's playing center.
I know, but like
for club football,
yeah, but not a Queensland
in a top 14,
like,
bro.
Dude, like you're talking about,
but
like
you won't bring him on as a center. You bring him on,
but like if there's an injury and shit, you know what I mean?
If there's an injury, fuck, he's better than what you got.
You're not gonna put Dearden or
who's your coverage at center now, bro?
Nobody.
Bo Firma, so he can just be a speed. Like, Bo Firma should have been playing way more minutes.
Why didn't Cobber? Yeah. Did Cobber play? He didn't play.
No.
Cobber's not even playing for the Broncos this week.
No, he is.
Right?
He's on the wing.
But why didn't they pick Cobber?
Because they thought his wrist was broken, but it wasn't. He's playing. But I sort of have a feeling he wouldn't have been picked anyway.
No, I don't think Cobber's, like, in favourite.
I don't think he's one of Billy's guys.
Because I would fucking
Billy's
pick him
got favourites, and Trent Liero is one of the favourites, right?
That's a Melbourne thing.
But cause I would have picked Kirk Capewell because I just think Kirk Capewell's just been playing better than Trent Liero.
Yeah, he's got experience, but he's
they've
too,
had
like
arm wrestle after arm wrestle after arm wrestle after arm wrestle in the fucking Warriors.
Yeah.
And he's just been doing his job every time. And he's been better like this year than he was 3 years ago.
There's like two Warriors players ever get picked for Origin.
Barnett?
They just get forgotten.
There's three of them.
Price and Barnett, right? Like, they're the only two ever, right?
And then I think there's one more. They had three in their history.
It's crazy. Like, you just get forgotten about out there. Yeah, which makes sense. Maybe. You're not even in the country, so I guess it makes sense.
But yeah, I would have probably picked him because if a center gets injured, you have no one to fill in. You have to do like a full-on reshuffle to... And to
make
out
it
the
work.
Spot, but if Damian you have Cook. Kirk, well, if you have, but if you have Kirk,
you tell me we didn't give
there,
you shit on
back.
The platter, bro.
Take me back, take me back to Damian Cook in the fucking centers.
You know, I actually thought the side note. I actually thought Fittler was taking the piss. I thought he was just running amok.
I was sitting at Suncorp Stadium laughing, bro.
Suncorp
Stadium? I was like, hold on. Who's that in the Senate? Yeah. I was laughing, bro.
He was there, bro, because you know what I mean? Like, he got to see that in person.
That would have been funny.
That's an
shit.
Infamous game, dude.
Yeah.
That's a fucking iconic game.
One of the biggest brain snaps of all time.
Like, coaching moron right there, bro. Don't take
What about you? Like, New South Wales, you make any changes?
Well, let's get into New South Wales.
I'm also dropping Val for Talangi, and I'm leaving
Toya
there.
If he's fit.
So you're going Val Talangi for, and you're getting Capewell back in. You're getting Talangi and Capewell back into the team.
Yeah.
I'd somehow
That's
fit.
That's what I'll do.
Me personally, I'd somehow fit Cobbo in straight out.
Yeah, I just can't see
Cobbo
it.
Would also work there.
I just think he's just a machine, bro.
I just think Murray's just better.
Yeah, he's more reliable.
Like, dude, he's been fucking
Murray,
solid
like,
for you guys,
moments.
Man.
Like, if you're looking for, like,
did he
moments,
start playing
Murray
footy
Talangi.
Recently? Like, for the Cowboys? Did he debut recently? Like,
bro,
2 years ago?
Four years now.
I remember when he first came on, he was just try.
But the way he scores, he makes it hard for himself. Like, he's like a moment machine. He's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Like,
he's so slow. Oh, my goodness, he's slow. Like, this guy watching him, he's got to be one of the slowest wingers in the comp. But the thing is, he's like...
He's one of the greatest finishers.
He's like Ravalawa, bro. Like back in his prime, you just don't push him out.
Yeah.
You can't get him out.
Yeah.
He's just center of
Tough
gravity.
Cunt.
It's like Brian Thor, bro. Like, if he gets in a spot where he's close to the line, he's scoring. Right?
Yeah, you just know it's going to happen. Yeah.
So I just think he's a bigger body and better defensively than just Val Holmes. So
I'd get Kurt Mann in. Just maybe it's my bias, but I just think that roughness, that grittiness, that fuck you, New South Wales will kick in. And I don't know. I don't even know about Capewell, bro. You'd get him in. He's an Origin player. So I don't know.
Gotta keep the Wires fans happy, bro.
Up the Wires, bro.
Let's the New Zealand viewership. Because Wynette, bro. They're all going for the Blues now because of Wynette.
Yeah, you're losing the toss here, bro. Let's get into the Blues because that performance, even though I don't think it was the best performance, was still like very, very, very good. Like just dominance. Just every player was... They played so well. Even though everyone forgot how to kick goals yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I'm going to miss. Oh, hold my beer. Let me miss more than you, right?
Zach
for
Moses
me,
like, no, Cleary, give me the ball. I want to miss.
Okay, you miss. And Mitch Moses is just sitting there hanging out. For me, I have a few standout players. I'm going to tell you my man of the match first. I can't pick between two, bro. Like, it's Lomax or Crichton for me. Because
which is crazy, right? for like
it's insane. Like,
two guys that came back from injury. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I didn't, and Payne Haas didn't train all week. Apparently, I don't. Yeah. I never know if mine.
He didn't train all week.
He didn't train all week.
He trained like a quarter of a session on Tuesday.
Crichton was like fucking.
Yeah, and there's someone sick in Queensland camp right now. Like, yeah, fuck yeah, off. That's
the good old flu.
The stomach bug. There was one year where it was Truba, 2011 or 2010.
The good old Cameron Smith.
Apparently, Nate Miles did a shit on the field, like in his pants. Sam Dotto was telling a story on radio.
Well, and then they counted everyone as sick and shit.
Yeah, that was one year that the stomach bug was true, and then they just kept rolling with it in the future.
Yeah, I just think that Crichton, from even saying he had a groin injury and shit, for him to perform like that, bro.
Yeah.
That made, like, as a Bulldogs fan, and even, you know, before we signed him or when we were signing him, I'm like, really, another Penrith player? Like, he wasn't this good, let's be real.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that much money, he's not even, you know what I mean? I had my doubts. But as time goes on, bro, I'm watching this guy turn into a fucking New South Wales leader.
Yeah.
Like, forget a good centre.
Tell you what, he can't sing the fucking song, though. That was embarrassing. Yeah, that was, I don't know what you blow. You guys obviously don't know how to win much, because that song last night was fucking embarrassing.
I'll give you that one.
too busy training to fucking win the game. We'll see the team song.
Definitely didn't know the fucking song. You know what? Him and Toto were like out of beat with each other. He looked like no one even knew the fucking words. I'll be honest, like, with you, I didn't get past. You pricks are used to losing.
I didn't get past 4 seconds
already,
of it.
They were already hung over. They were already drunk, bro.
I was like.
No, but for Crichton, for me, Crichton and Lomax, bro. Lomax, like this year, ever since he left the Dargans, cuz I'm like, he's in a whole different world.
Cuz what do you mean he was doing this shit at the Dargans? He just,
I know,
apparently,
but
didn't want to play on the wing.
I don't, but I'm looking at him now, cuz he looks like someone that he's got his heart broken, and he's trying to, like, you know, get back.
Yeah,
up there, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, his ex girlfriend is playing on tonight right now.
But yeah, for me it's Crichton, man of the match. Payne Haas looked unbelievable yesterday. I want to give a shout out to Max King quickly, because I know you're gonna take it away with him. Fuck me, dead. He looked nervous at the start. But you couldn't tell.
He always looks nervous.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
He's got
guy,
a nervous face.
Bro, he's the nicest cunt, bro.
And like, he just, bro, he got out there and wallah, he did his job and more. You get me?
Bro, they tried to whack him. Like, and to whack him and he just took it. He's like, yeah. Bro, he's like, I know what he's thinking. He's like, yeah, all right, you tried to whack me, bro. Spencer just fucking nearly killed me last week.
He killed my mate.
Spencer's fucking first run just went at Max King. I don't know if you saw
he ran his elbows up too, bro.
And got elbowed in the head. He didn't miss that tackle. Didn't miss any more in the game. Like, cuz, that is worse than whatever Queensland are going to throw at him.
Bruh.
And he just had an answer for everything that they threw at him. So, got to respect the man, the myth, the legend, Max King.
I was so happy.
I know Terrell May deserved it more, but doesn't mean that Max King didn't deserve it, bro.
That's what I meant. That's what I think as well, bro. Like, Terrell May should be in the team. You know what I mean? But enough, Terrell May and Payne Haas played together at the same time against you yesterday. Oh my God, that would have been like a long, long day, bro. But yeah, man, I got to give a shout out, big shout out to Crichton. Anyone you want to mention before we get straight into it?
Yeah, I want to mention Nathan Cleary, because I think for some reason people think he played bad because he couldn't kick a goal kick.
That sort of took his limelight.
Brother, he pulled every one of the strings, bro. He was the dominant half. He was in control of the game from minute one. Did he throw a pass to the ground and intercept it? He got taken by fucking DCE, yes. Did he shank like one kick that went to Val Holmes on the full? Yeah. But I think he probably shanked two, to be honest. But for the most part, like, he's in fucking Suncorp, bro, and you're playing State of Origin. You're not going to be perfect at everything when you're away at fucking Suncorp, bro. But for the most part, this guy was pulling all the strings, running the show, fucking running the ball really well. The guy had 10 tackle breaks, man.
Oh, he was fucking sick.
And he made so many, like, opportunities. Like, Connor Watson, if he caught that pass, that's a meat pie.
But
he just dropped it, right? And there were so many opportunities where we were so close to scoring because of Nathan Cleary. And I think at Perth, those half breaks might be full breaks.
Yeah.
Because you lose the crowd. You lose that fucking intimidation of Suncorp and you're at a neutral ground and you're at New South Wales camp. Like, New South Wales home ground. I'm thinking he's going to fucking have blinders there if he plays like that.
You know what it looked like, Fred? It looked like he listened to everyone. He heard all the shit because, like, even me as a New South Wales fan, we always argue about this. I don't think he's been the best, you know what I mean? Like, in Origin level.
No, he hasn't.
I don't think, like, he's really stamped
it. Penrith Cleary at Origin.
Yeah, but now, like, yesterday, I know it might not be, I don't know what the stats say. I don't really care about the stats, but fucking, after he threw that ball to the ground, I feel like he took proper control of the game. Like, and you could see Mitch Moses was more of the runner and Cleary was more of the general, like, all right, boys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go here, we're going to go there. But even at times, like you said, 10 tackle busts or whatever it is, Fuck me, dude. You don't get that at Suncorp from anyone. That's a big stat, bro.
Yeah, he fucking played really well, bro. And like a few mates of mine that are giving him like a 5 or a 6 out of 10. Like, bro,
he was an eight, man. That's an eight out of ten.
Like, that's a solid 8 out of 10 performance. Like, and he was one of our best, bro.
You know what's scary as well, Fred? He can probably do way better.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone, that's probably where the criticism comes from. I get it, you know what I mean? But it doesn't mean he was bad. I don't think he was bad yesterday at all. Like, I messaged in the group chat. I was running amok.
Yeah, he was running amok.
But I told you, like, Kira's at 6 or something.
He said Crichton at 7.
Because Flax just burns. Well, but
yeah, we're good.
But yeah, man, I feel like all the talk about how they're gonna be. What's wrong?
I don't know. You might have to cut that one out, Joe. I thought you were calling at me. Something went wrong.
Nah, it's alright, bro. Who cares?
It's fine.
So, yeah, so with the New South Wales pairing, I feel like they did it very, very well. I think Moses was running more, attacking the line more, and then Cleary was more controlling the game.
Like, Nathan was running the ball a lot.
As well, yeah.
And we kept going to his side because it's like they just smelt blood on the water on that right side, bro.
This could be his series, bro.
Yeah, like, I was expecting us to go left a lot. Like, Latrell didn't get any ball. He got the ball 2 times in a 20. One of them was a try assist, and the other one, I don't even think he was expecting it because he hadn't touched it the whole game, bro. You know what I mean? He barely got a new ball and we still fucked him. Dingy's is like, dude, what happens if he gets fucking 10 runs? Like 10 proper runs. They're going to get fucking belted, bro.
I think Suncorp game 2 would have been better for you, bro.
Are you nervous though, like considering how poorly Queensland played that you didn't capitalise?
Yeah, that's what...
So then if we do come out in game 2 and you couldn't beat us when we were like that. You beat us but you didn't... Vlog us.
Yeah, but that's the scary thing as well, bro. Because we weren't even that great, like, finishing wise. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not like actual game. So we played the game.
One pass away a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but you were that pass away.
Bro, 4 tries to 1 at Suncorp is a flogging. Whether you like to admit it or not, the fact that yous were never even remotely in the game in Suncorp is a flogging.
Yous were more of a threat in the last 10 minutes.
The scoreboard. Like, flatters you guys big time. And yeah, we didn't capitalize.
But, like, it doesn't matter if the scoreboard flatters you or not. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah,
the scoreboard is what it is, right?
It's still a comfortable win, bro.
But, like are you a bit... Does it make you a bit nervous? Nah. Not at all.
Not zero. But,
like, even when we put up what we put up...
Yous were redlining and couldn't break us.
Okay.
And then we had Payne Haas injured in camp, Crichton injured in camp, Brian Thor's coming off an injury.
Yeah, you always got to have injuries. Lomax. It's Origin. Yeah, everyone's always hurt. Like, there's always people coming back.
But these guys were hurting club football. Yeah. And they weren't even playing club football, bro. You know what I mean?
There's always people coming back.
Hey, man.
There's always people
coming back. I'm not even worried one bit. I wasn't even worried before then. This is the first time ever in my whole life Origin started and I wasn't even scared.
Yeah, you know, and
like,
I'm,
do you understand? I'm being serious. Like, this is like our good team now versus your shit team. Like, if I have Latrell Mitchell, I have confidence, bro. Right?
I
you see it another way?
Latrell just doesn't,
he just what?
He just doesn't really scare me.
Really?
I'm honest. Like, series, I know, bro. But I'm honest. Like, I love Latrell. Like, my old boy's South fan. Like, I love Latrell. But, like, he's an animal. But, like, how often do we say, oh, if only you got more ball? Oh, if only this. He would be such more of a beast. If only this happened. If only that happened. Like, he does run rampant sometimes, like, when the going's good. But he doesn't, like... Whenever... how's Robert Toye going to handle him? I get it. Like, I understand the mismatch. Like, I get it. But I'm he's never... Like, but I guess it's like, bro. I look at everyone in a blue jersey, and I'm like, all right.
But he's like Al Gagai. Oh, hell,
bro.
He's like Al Dane Gagai, bro. That's the biggest clip when he scores 2 tries.
That's what he did, bro. It's an edit.
So that's an edit right there, bro. You want to be on the troll me edits, bro. But, nah, seriously, he's like Al Gagai, bro. You know the guy that just goes berserk?
He won't score in Perth. He didn't score at Suncorp. He won't score in Perth.
That's crazy.
He got close to scoring at Suncorp.
Yeah, but he didn't.
That's crazy.
But I don't think Latrell will score
in Perth. He's
scoring in Perth.
Honestly, I see it.
I
don't think so.
Well, are we putting money on this?
What do you want?
No, I don't know. We've got to do something. We've got to do some level. We'll think about it. We have a hot chip in there. Oh, he's holding it up. No, I'm not going to. Nearly killed Flaxy. I'm not going to do it to you. It's just going to be, listen, if fucking Latrell Mitchell scores, that's fucking a edit.
I think that's enough torture.
The shame in Latrell Mitchell's gonna repost the edit cards. You know what I mean? Like, that's gonna be the shame. Donnie's gonna be known as the Latrell Mitchell hater.
Yeah, well, at Origin level, like, I don't know. I've always felt that way about Trell. Like, I don't
think,
know.
I think he hasn't played enough Origins.
He's not English. Like, I know English used to scare the piss out of you.
What, 4 and 1 or 4?
I feel like, bro, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but every time he's picked, something happens. He gets injured and he doesn't make it. Was it just me or because did he miss like 2 series?
Yeah.
Where he should
have didn't get picked.
No, he's missed. No, he's never not been picked. If he's available, he's been picked.
No, Freddie didn't pick him.
Freddie didn't pick him one time because he was fucking out for fucking 12 weeks, bro. When we went to America and came back with the quad. Or the hamstring or something.
No, before that. Because remember they had to look, they had to fucking reconcile and like...
Yeah, I remember.
Because Freddie didn't call him, but he dropped him.
Yeah, he got dirty as well. There was like a bit of talk media. Yeah,
maybe. I can't remember that happening, but it's Freddie. You can't even... I can't... Like, I'm not... It's
you like just blocked it's like out that whole period.
It's just like picking on like someone that is that doesn't deserve it, right? I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to... I don't even think about Freddie anymore.
Oh, yeah, because Laurie Daly's like the guy now.
Hey, Freddie's the ex-girlfriend that I just forget. You know what I mean? It's just how it is. But, hey, Laurie, I don't even think Laurie Daly's that bad of a coach. He just had to verse super teams every year.
But we're talking about this. They're only super teams now because they flogged, like, because they did the 8 straight. Like,
no, like,
nah, come on, bro. You looked at
your
every
spine.
You know what? Like,
about Jared Mullen.
You had. Okay, no.
You know what I mean?
We
like that's
Mitchell Pearce for fucking 7 straight series.
I love
bro.
Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah,
I
but Pearce is like an origin player. To play,
bro. Well, I think he deserved to play.
Look at me like that.
I actually rate. Well, I rate him.
Did you have glasses back then?
No. I actually didn't.
No, that's what that explains.
No, but see what I mean? Like, we had Jared Mullen. We had, like,
you had
like
the best fullback ever. Arguably the best player ever in Jonathan
Thurston. Yeah, but they were, like, I don't know how to explain this. But like, they were just... It sounds so dumb, but, like, they weren't that then. Like, they were making themselves that through those games.
They were, bro.
You know what I mean?
Bro,
like,
Melbourne was
yeah,
so big, dominant.
But they were making that through those games because they were that good.
But fuck all that. That Cameron Smith, bro.
That's best hooker ever.
The most the greatest manipulator ever, bro.
Top two half ever. You had, like... 4, 5 top 10 players.
But we didn't three nil you every year. Like it only happened once.
Because yous were hung over.
Yeah. Like I get it, you know what I mean? Like if you're gonna win, like who cares about game 3? Yeah, just win one game.
Whenever the going got tough, you stepped up because of how great you are. They're not great because they stepped up. They stepped up because they were great.
Fucking GI.
You know what I mean? Like
no.
You're saying that they are. We look at them now as like all timers because of what they did in Origin.
I don't think
but
that they
did that stuff in Origin because they were all timers.
I don't think they'd be the same players if they were born in New South Wales. Is what I'm saying. I don't think they'll be looked at the same way. I think the jersey did a lot for that those teams.
But GI was born in New South Wales.
Don't.
No, but you know what? I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
You think
that's like when we talk about like when we talk about selection and we're like, huh?
Are you saying that people hype up Queenslanders?
No, as in Queensland spirit gives those players more of a fucking.
I think it's like push. I think it's like cheap to look back and be like, oh, we only lost because there were super teams. It's like no, you were in those fucking games. Like you lost because you didn't want it enough.
No, we lost because like, we had guys like Kurt Gidley.
No, but Origin, is no matter who gets picked, Bren, the Edric Lee, Brenko Lee, series
right,
is
like,
the biggest example. Like it doesn't matter who gets picked.
Exactly,
in the end of the day, like. You might get a 40, like, you know, a big score one game.
But
the rest
Lee,
are going to be tough, bro.
Yeah, but that was Cameron Munster becoming, he was in another dimension. Bro.
Yeah, but...
He was playing...
With Corey Allen, that's what I'm saying.
He was the host and everyone else was playing with lag, bro. You know what I mean?
I've never had Siri in my life, bro. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know how to explain it. Like, for me, when we're talking about selection, like, who's coming in, who's coming out for Queensland, like, it really doesn't matter because it's not really about the team on paper at all for Queensland. Whereas for you guys, it is. For you guys, it is about the team on paper. But for us, it like never has been that. So like, I get that those guys are super teams. Like, I'm not saying that they weren't the best players of all time, but it's like, that's not why they were beating you. Because you guys have had super teams. Like in 2020, like that was a fucking super team.
True, yeah, that was beyond super team.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but... yeah.
It's tough, bro.
I get you.
What would you get?
That super team.
I'm waiting for it. All right, listen. Yeah, quick talk on New South Wales. What's going on? What did you feel of the game?
Man, I would love to have seen us go out wide a lot more. We're just playing direct, straight through the middle. You could have sworn Isaiah Yeo was Paul, like a lanky Paul Gallen. He was fucking amazing.
He was good, bro.
Isaiah Yeo, and he was like on my list of like potential man of the match guys. Did he even throw a pass in the whole game?
Isaiah?
Isaiah, yeah. I don't even think he threw one, bro. That guy was just like, give me the ball. I'm fucking running right at you, cuz. What are you going to do about it?
The meters were very easy yesterday.
Bro, he had like insane, like he had like 11, 12 meters a carry. Isaiah Yeo, bro. He was rolling through the middle. Didn't even think about passing. And I knew Laurie, I felt like Laurie Daly's still a bit old school with how they play football. Very through the middle, very direct. Locks don't ball play. You know what I mean? Yeah. He barely ball played. Whereas we look at Penrith, the new age lock is like an extra spine member. Nah, brother. Isaiah Yeo last night was an extra forward, bro.
Yeah. But he probably liked that Isaiah as well. Yeah, he doesn't get to do that.
But we say that, like, he plays, like, he has to play Origin like he's a forward, not like he's a spine 100%. Member lock. And when in game three,
too many chefs.
Fucking, too many cooks in the kitchen, yeah, yeah. Just fucking run, cunt.
That was and our biggest Isaiah demise. Yeah,
100%.
Isaiah Yeo was the captain, and Isaiah Yeo played like a captain, led by example, right up the guts of Queensland. And he was the guy that I'm looking at, and I'm just like, he's just better than everyone else on the pitch right now. Because everything he touched turned to gold, barely missed a tackle, was just exceptional at all parts of the game, Isaiah Yeo. He played exactly how I expected a Laurie Daly lock to play.
To play, yeah.
Like, but it was like the dream example of it. You know what I mean? Just run straight, hard, but he was still giving us the Isaiah Yeo footwork, the weaving in and out, mm-hmm. and the late footwork. Like, he was giving Queensland a lot of trouble, dude.
Mm.
And what are we, off the back of his runs, we just looked better. Off the back of Angus Crichton's runs.
Oh, I love Angus, bro.
Because he was running a lot. We were using Angus a lot, dude. And we were using Liam Martin a lot. But I just wish we went out the back a bit more. And, like, teams often get in the habit of just like, oh, that we've gone the short option three times in a row. Surely they don't think we're going to go four times in a row. Nah. And then they just get, they read it, right? But I would have loved to have seen Latrell get a bit more ball. Crichton, bro, every time he touched the ball, because he was, again, your boy Hammer got absolutely fucking hammered. He was the nail. He was the nail. Or if it was a hammer, I didn't find him, mate. He was as visible as a hammer being, like, imagine you went to Bunnings and all the hammers are sold out. And the only hammer you could see is the Bunnings logo. The only hammer I saw was like the logo at the back of the jersey, the number and the hammer. That's it, mate. All right, I'm calling him Hammer.
Shut the fuck up.
His name's Hammer. So it's not Tabu Ifedo anymore. It's Hammer. So Crichton, because he got fucking sunned by Stephen, bro. Fucking nothing. I didn't even know he was playing. Yeah. The only time I knew he was playing was when he was fucking missing tackles. All right, because he was lost. They needed the map from Dora.
He's got them in him, though. He's got them in him. He's got those games where he goes missing, but then you also know what else he has in him.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's half a chance in a
he's
break,
rocks and diamonds, Hammer.
Yeah, so. He's the like rocks, like the shitty little rocks, guys. Like, not even like, you know, you go on the beach and you're like, hey, that's a nice rock. Like, Hammer's not one of those rocks, bro. Hammer's just like a quarry mill rock lad, you know what I mean? Bro, but the diamonds are like the blood diamond in the movies that they were like fucking.
Donnie, you opened up something here, bro.
You know the movie Blood Diamond, dude, like the cunt.
Fred likes rocks, what can I say? Hey, he just likes rocks. Like, cunts. It is what it is.
What does Patrick live under, bro? A nice rock, bro. But I'm just saying. Krina, and I swear to you, Donnie, I'm so petty when it comes to Stephen Crichton. And like, I was having an argument in Denon Kemp's comment section because he asked who are the three best centers in the NRL in a post. People were saying like Hammer, so like Hammer, well, they're putting Hammer and Herbie and Latrell. All right, fair enough, Latrell. Herbie, I could sort of get you. But not having Crichton in your top three,
yeah, it's crazy.
Was crazy to me. And people were putting Hammer above him. We were having an argument in
You can't let bloke in a bar comments get to you like that.
No. They never get to me. But we were actually having a debate. And they said, we ended the debate. The guy said, in a few weeks, we'll see who bitches who. I come in, I write.
Did you go back?
Bitch. Of course, like, you went gaps back. Gaps in between he all saved of the it. Letters. So like, and then I said, hey, I waited. I had receipts, man. I've been waiting for this. Because like, the week after, because I was saying Critter's got no attack, all right? Yeah. I didn't say nothing after Critter just demolished Canberra, right? I didn't say nothing. I said, I'm going to wait for Origin. I'm going to wait till Critter bitches him in Origin because I know he's going to. Because Hammer and Origin, I swear, half his tries were scored against 12.
Oh, no. That's just
not
true. Yeah,
because he scored a hat-trick in game one.
He did score a lot when
he scored nine. He scored nine. Three of them were in game one.
Still then, six Origin tries.
Yeah, but then,
good.
But then how many of those were scored against?
No, I don't have the stats. I'm not fucking rando. I'm not fucking rando.
How many tries he scored?
Nine,
right?
He scored four of them, at least four, or was 12 on the field.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I still think he's good. Like, I don't think he's
a good player.
Of course he is.
That's why I get picked.
My problem is that I don't see enough of him when he plays, and he's like not a flat track bully, but like the team's got to have momentum for him to get into the game.
He's not a flat track bully, but like when a team is on a roll, Hammer will twist the knife.
I like to prefer the type of player that when you're down in the dumps, they lift you up.
Katoni.
Tedesco.
Yeah.
Tedesco, man, not going to be losing and he'll just be wheeling his team to try and do something.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that he doesn't, it's like he's non-existent when his team's losing. And then he was a liability out there last night, bro.
Yeah.
Like him and Holmes are just.
Fuck, I can't pick him or not pick him.
I don't think it's about Critter as well, bro. Critter was so good.
I think Crichton was just that good as well. And I just think
I think Critter, there wouldn't have been a center in the world that would have done a better job.
Yeah.
Fuck, he was just. Fuck, man.
Dude, and then they trusted him on the wing with 12, like on his own. Yeah. Because they moved Lomax to Coates' side. Yeah. He was there all night and he was still like sniffing everything out, bro. Fuck,
he's
man.
An animal.
He's a gun.
He's a fucking animal.
I couldn't believe the defensiveness. Like his defensive reads yesterday. Like I expect Hammer to go through sometimes. You know what I mean? He's got that pace where if you're a bit sore or tired or injured, like they're saying, he's going to get through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he just fucking he just put his hands out and like, I'm like, oh my God, bro. This is like a different level of center like that I've seen in Origin.
And, bro, Hammer is like, dude, you have to be on your ball when you're defending Hammer, right? Because you make one bad step, see you later.
That's what I mean,
And I was worried that they were going to bring him back and him not be 100% Crichton because it's like, because he was in doubt until Wednesday, right? Groin injury, quad injury, whatever. He had, multiple things going with him. And I'm like, dude, he has to be on the ball against Hammer because they're going to go to him. They're going to test you out because of all the noise during camp.
Yeah.
Bro, if you're not on the money, if you're not locked in, Hammer's going to get you at least once.
Yeah.
Bro, Hammer got him at no point in that game.
Yeah.
Not even with 12. And I'm just like, I'm so proud of Crichton. So proud of, mate. And the backs in general, they weren't getting a lot of ball. But my goodness, they were helping us with yardage.
Yeah, 100.
Like, as well, man. Toto, fuck.
Bro, how many offloads, cuz? He just offloaded. Like, he's a... It's Brian Thor, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you don't expect him to just be able to offload the ball three or four times when there's three guys on him. He just does it. Zach Lomax, same thing, man. Like, and if one of them are injured, the next best is Jacob Carraz, and he does the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Minimum 150 meters and the offloads. And that's, I just want a bit more of that.
Yeah, I've got.
A bit more offload.
I couldn't believe the meters, Fred.
Yeah.
The meters were getting in Suncorp.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of felt very confident. I'm like, fuck me. If we're just walking all the way down, walking all the way down. And you know, my superstition in sports, I'm like, if we're doing this so easily, we need to be scoring. You know what I mean? That's why I was a bit worried. But other than that, But fuck
a very dominant performance. Very dominant performance. All the boys. And I hope that they kick it to Spencer.
He was on a tear, bro. He was on a tear. I think he wants the ball. I think he's gonna be more excited for game 2 than anyone. He's gonna be like, everyone knows Queensland, quite a bit worried about me.
Yeah,
and I think he knows that Queensland are gonna be like, bro, we're not gonna let that shit slide again.
Yeah, 100%.
We let it happen once, 100%. Maybe by accident.
Yeah,
but we're gonna come back and show you what's
happening. Have to make an example.
Have to, bro. And if they don't, fuck me, then it's gonna be a sweep, bro.
Yeah. That's the thing. We're sort of in their heads right now, but that's when Queensland spirit kicks in.
Right now, it's like this is when it happens.
Where everyone counts them out. Literally, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the players are even losing some belief, right? Yeah. But that's why you need an old head to come in, just give them a spray, show them what it really means, show them. Ben Eichen shit, bro. Ben and Eichen, they swept us, cuz, in the Super League League era started. And Ben Eichen was fucking fresh out of high school, bro, playing in the spine.
Yeah.
Right? I saw a thing yesterday. Fatty didn't even know he was looking at Ben Eichen because he didn't know what he looked
like. Yeah, he asked him if he wanted an autograph.
Yeah, no, he said, at players only, mate. Yeah. Get out of here. What are you doing?
And Ben Eichen's like, I am a player, bro.
I'm fucking Ben Eichen, mate. You picked me, you idiot. But how good is that, right? But that's Queensland. They're going 3-0 that series.
Yeah.
Right? And that's Queensland spirit personified, man. There's plenty of those moments. you have a fucking a wide array of players to come in, tell their story, to just click it into gear. But we also have our own good generation, and I think they're constantly having word with all of these.
It's terrifying.
I think Laurie Daly will not, like, he was smiley a bit in the press conference, but he fucking knows, like,
yeah,
he knows how important game two is.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's copped it so much and he's been on the back end of so many losses, he's going to be like, fuck this, bro.
If we win game two, I don't see a world where you win game three. I reckon it'll rip your heart.
Nah, I don't. It'll rip I disagree.
Nah, of course you have to disagree.
We have Origin spirit too, bro. Like, who expected us to go and win in Sun?
No, what? Back to back.
Yeah, but nah, even game three.
Nah, but this talk that Queensland or New South, I don't believe. I think both fucking teams have spirit, bro. Like, that's what makes the fucking fixture. Yeah.
Like you said, when you first came here, I didn't think... We got told that you guys don't care about Origin.
That's what I grew up...
That's bullshit, bro. Yeah. You speak to William Mason... And you see how passionate the guy was about State of Origin.
Yeah, but Mason's just an animal.
Yeah, but that we all share the same thing.
Like, obviously, the players. I'm not talking about the players.
You're talking about the fans?
When I was down here last night and I was walking around in a Queensland jumper and I was getting looks, I was like, I didn't know any of you motherfuckers cared about this shit.
No, we do, bro.
I didn't know that. Like, never sold out.
You don't come here often.
Can't sell out ANZ Stadium. Not a big deal. Whatever.
Yeah, but that's because there's fucking 82,500 seats.
No.
Listen.
If Suncorp Stadium had 80,000 seats, you tell me we wouldn't sell it out?
Brother.
Come on now.
No. Mate, this is Sydney we're talking about, bro. Do you understand? Like, people don't understand the logistics of
it. Oh, fuck.
You don't understand.
Hey, Donnie, you know what? I know what he's going
to
say.
Queenslanders would fly to the moon to watch them play.
It's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, but Queensland, that's what they have.
The next day. Do you know what it's... Have you been to a sold-out Acor?
Yeah, it sucks.
It takes you 3 hours to get out of there, bro.
Shitty city, what can I say?
Shitty city. Big time. Terribly made city.
For
Suncorp, heart of the city, cuz.
Yeah.
Hard
for rugby league, yeah. For rugby league, we always say this, but every time he goes to Magic Round, I've never been, but I'll hear stories and I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Fuck,
you know what I mean?
Magic Round,
because bro, you know why? Because that's what you have. Like, that's like a big thing for you in Sydney. There's so much. There used to be.
What
so
the
much
fuck is it? Why is it out there?
Yeah,
I reckon you'd be better off playing at Allianz.
It's probably
bro.
Probably because
but Allianz would sell out 40? In 3 seconds.
Hold 40.
35, 40.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Nah, but it's not enough. Yeah.
45, then you can entertain it. But the thing is like the NRL gets paid a lot more if it's at Acor.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't sell out, it's always 82,000, 81,000.
It's not
like 70.
Yeah, you need 2-for-1 tickets.
Like, no.
Yeah, you do. There'll be 2-for-1 tickets.
I haven't seen 2-for-1 tickets in years, bro.
Nah, 2 years ago they were doing them.
Okay.
45, that's not...
Right, 2.5 years. Like,
well, is that Allianz,
yeah,
but fuck, the traffic will be getting out of there would be fucking way worse.
No, parking there is bad.
I would never say like take it there because 45 isn't enough. But Suncorp's only 52.
Yeah,
could you imagine? Like, it would be your own fortress.
Oh, big time! Like, the thing is, whenever there's a game there, there's at least there's 3,000-4,000 seats left.
Yeah,
but like the Andrew Johns explained it perfectly, bro. They're all so far away. It doesn't feel like a fortress.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, club football, it would. But Suncorp, bro, like...
You're on top of it.
Dude, you're in and amongst it. Yeah, like, the seats go up.
I'm so excited. I've never been Suncorp, bro. I'm so excited to go. Because
this shit is... Because when the Warriors scored...
It's like a Premier League atmosphere.
It just went... Bro, the ground was shaking. Because, like, I don't even understand. Like,
fuck, I need to go, eh?
Everyone is so close to the field.
It's
that the players
it's
on
the
field feel
the
Suncorp. Bro, you don't... Even when you're in the crowd, you don't really feel Acor, bro.
No.
Unless it's your team winning.
But even then, like, you're so far away. Like, I went 2015 grand final. I was sat behind the post. I was like 100 metres away.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
Shit house.
That's the thing with ANZ, bro. People actually don't like Acor.
Yeah.
The ground... is part of the reason why people don't want to go, besides the fact that it's in the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere to park as well. It's the stinkiest parking ever. Bro,
there's 10,000 parking spots.
Every time I go, I just get a fine. Yeah, Donnie? Every time I go, I just get a fine.
Yeah. He gets a fine now.
Yeah, I just don't... no way I'm parking in that parking lot. You're not getting out for 45 minutes, bro, you know?
Yeah, it's the logistics of it makes it bad.
Food's expensive.
Like,
fucking.
We didn't go as a kid because... We're going to get home at 2 o'clock in the morning and I've got
crazy
school tomorrow. My mum's got work tomorrow. My dad's got work tomorrow. Suncorp, bro, there's a train... Because, Roma Station
is
a big station, bro.
Yeah.
Because ANZ Stadium's parking lot is two platforms, bro. Yeah. Four platforms, but then two of them are only working at any time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's a shithole. It's a shithole.
A pain to get in and out of, bro.
Yeah.
Now, well, right. Brisbane, the logistics Brisbane, of it. Yeah, the
and Suncorp is special.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I can't agree because I've never been. You know what I mean? But I'm taking your words for it.
I can't wait till you experience it. Yeah, yeah. Bro, there's nothing like it. I don't miss games at Magic Round, and even if none of you guys, if I went up to the Caxton and it was game time and none of you guys went, I'm still going because I want to go watch damn games at Suncorp. Yeah. I don't take that shit for granted.
Yeah.
Because I have to fucking go watch my team play at fucking A-Core if I want to go watch them, bro. It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different when we play in Belmore as well. Like, I'm like, yeah, less people. You can fit less people, but fuck, this is atmosphere, mad, bro. You know what I mean? Everyone loves that. And even the away fans, like, we played Titans in Belmore this year. Yeah. And there was like a few Titans fans and they were fucking loving.
Yeah,
like, they were like, oh, this is mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The only Titans fan that doesn't like that is BKR, bro. Because he gets fucking abused at Dogs games.
That's a shit guy,
bro. Like, there's not a fan that gets abused at Dogs games more than him.
But they shouldn't abuse, bro. BKR is a good bloke, bro.
Donnie, if anyone abuses Donnie, I'm giving you a fucking uppercut.
Yeah, when Donnie when Donnie comes to Belmore, you just...
If the Cows ever go to Belmore, I'll be there.
In 3 years when Belmore's back off and running.
They're renovating it now, bro. Boys, anything else we've did over an hour? I think.
Yeah, what...
Anything to touch base on with Origin?
We just pumped yous, bro. It's just that simple. And yous are a bunch of cats. And if yous are going to be cats in game 2 and game 3, it's going to be way worse than game 1.
Your take, Donny? I'm just a lawyer, the judge here, bro.
Yappa, 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 yappa,
yappa. Meowlando, it is.
We'll see. There's still two more games.
We need to make sure Donny falls in love with some Western Sydney food. Fred's going to do the duties.
No, he's got to go. Not today. He's got to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Can you just give me the... Make sure you give me the timestamp for that rubbish you just spoke about. I'll clip it up.
Right at the end.
All right, boys, I think that's us. Anything else you want to speak about? It's lovely to meet you.
Who have we got winning the series from here? Queensland. It's probably a no-brainer.
I'm going to say New South Wales.
He said he was scared.
I'm going to say New South
Wales. Of course I'm scared.
The players are too.
You know what? Actually, give us your take quickly. Look into the camera.
We're going to win the next two games. Queensland will win in Perth and then we'll win again in Sydney because we always win in Sydney because Sydney is not scary at all.
Fred?
Blues, 3-0. We got the brooms out for a reason.
They're behind you. The brooms are behind you. I agree with no arrogance, with no cockiness. Sorry, I think New South Wales will go 3-0.
Sweep.
Did you see me dancing with the
brooms? Hey, give me one of the brooms, bro. I need this as a screenshot. Just put it on the floor, bro. You cracked the whole thing. Get your broom out, bro.
We're sweeping him.
This guy damaged the whole fucking place, bro.
Yeah, I'll fucking damage your head, cunt.
Smile at the camera. Alright, that's us,
bro. Honey, hold the broom.
I'm not touching the broom. I'm not touching the fucking broom.
All good, Donnie. Nice to meet you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for stopping by, bro. This place, this place is yours whenever you need it, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Whenever you're in Sydney and you need a place to record, you just let Fred know and our doors are open.
Yeah, absolutely. Bro.